My name is Lissy. I am a senior here at Ohio University studying nursing. And each week here, we start with a story of how Jesus turns our lives 180 degrees around. While many of these stories are a very clear picture of life with a relationship with Jesus and life without a relationship with Jesus, but the story that I want to tell you today is one of the Lord gently and consistently turning myself back to him. I grew up in a Christian home with a wonderful family who went to church every Sunday. I was a happy kid, lots of friends, involved in sports and student council, and overall just was kind of a goody-two-shoes by nature. Because of this, I think it was easy for the adults in my life to think that I was like a perfect little Christian. I was baptized at 8 years old, and I would tell people I was a Christian if the topic came up. But the reality was, I had no personal relationship with Jesus, and because my life was good, it was difficult for me to even really identify my need for God. And the older I got, the less and less I thought about the state of my walk with the Lord. And by the time I was in high school, it really wasn't a thought at all. But the summer after my senior year, I had the opportunity to go to a church youth conference with some friends. The circumstances around me ending up at this conference were pretty interesting, and I would love to tell you about that sometime. But all that to say, I found myself in Florida. Here, I prayed to the Lord that he would make himself known to me, and in his kindness, he did. After this conference, I started taking my walk with the Lord so much more seriously. I was reading my Bible for the first time, having really great Christian friends, and overall just enjoying my newfound closeness to Jesus. As college came closer, I began to feel worried about whether or not I was going to be able to find any kind of Christian friends at this so-called party school. But the Lord provides, as he always does, and so I prayed, asking him to give me community, and upon coming to college, I found that. I joined Crew the second semester of my freshman year, and the girls in that Bible study welcomed me with open arms and became some of my closest friends. I felt loved and accepted. My freshman year came and went, and it was one of my favorite years of my life. Something I have come to realize is how easy it is to walk with the Lord when things are easy. It's easy to praise him when times are simple and when times are good, and when I came back for my sophomore year, I was excited to reconnect with my friends and step into my first year of leadership here with Crew. So that year began, and I was having a great time. But around 5 weeks into that semester, I, a normally very happy girl who loved her school, began to get extremely homesick. I cried almost every day of that week, and I had this inexplicable feeling that I needed to go home. I repeated over and over to my roommates that I had to go home because I just really needed to see my mom. So that weekend, my mom came up to get me, and it was on that drive back that she told me that she had just been diagnosed with breast cancer that week. Breast cancer runs in our family, and yet it was one of the biggest shocks of my life. And to be truthful with you, I was mad. I was so angry with God, I couldn't believe that he would let my mom have cancer. I spent that weekend on my hands and knees, begging for it to not be my mom. I would tell him that I didn't understand his plan, and quite frankly, I thought that it was stupid. But friends, I'm here to tell you that God is big enough for your anger. In his loving kindness, he let me yell and be upset with him, all the while just to remind me of what I already knew. He is good. He is good even when my heart doesn't believe it. He is good even when the circumstances do not reflect it. And as this diagnosis settled on our family, I would constantly tell myself that I know he is good, even when I don't feel it. Coming back to school was very difficult for me. It felt like all the work that I was doing for school didn't matter. Why am I studying for another exam when my mom had cancer? I didn't understand how everyone else's world got to keep spinning while mine had halted entirely. And yet my discipler told me something that has come to be true so many times in my life. Times of pain and suffering often create your own little Eden where distractions are removed and you can see the Lord clearly. Jesus sat with me in that Eden. He walked beside me and my family, and as my mom went through one surgery and 20 rounds of radiation. But slowly but surely, my head and my heart began to align on the knowledge that the Lord is good. January 16th, 2024, my mom was officially cancer-free and has remained so to this day. Looking back on the whole situation, I can see the Lord's hand on it from the very beginning. Seeing the goodness of God firsthand in a circumstance is anything but has made me trust in the Lord so much more. I have come to know that the Lord is working all things for our benefit, even when we may not really understand how. He is sovereign and he is good, so we therefore are safe to put our trust in him. God is good outside of our circumstances. Nahum 1:7 says this, "The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him." If anything I said today resonated with you, I would love to talk to you more about it. My name is Lissy, and this has been my 180 story.